Date on some of our injured players. We had a couple of guys skate today in Thorburn, Lowry, and Gordon, so it was good to see them back on the ice. Are they game time players? I don't know that they're quite there yet, but they're getting themselves ready. Some of them have a little bit of rust. It's been a while since they've been on the ice. So, and then Tangredi has a lower body ailment. It's just day to day. So we're kind of waiting on him a little bit. Don't know that he's a player. And then Hutchinson went home for family reasons. So that's the other thing. And then the other thing is we've reassigned 11 players today. So we've cut back in our numbers.
Is it any priority at all to get Adam Lowry into the exhibition game?
Well, I think the first thing we have to make sure is that if Adam Lowry is going to play an exhibition game, we are making sure that he's going to be able to put his best foot forward. So health-wise, let's look at that. And then it would be nice to see him in the game, yes, but we would like to put him in a situation where he could succeed. Well, we're playing day by day with a lot of the guys. You know, right now I thought he was very good in the game. Thought he was excellent in the game. Plays with a lot of passion, and you know, he's a guy that has earned the right to be here today. And so we're kind of just going day by day with our people and our numbers and trying to sort through what we've got and where we're at. The thing that we have is we've seen some things from our young players, and our young players have showed that they look like they are capable, and we wanted to take a look and put them in a situation where we take a look at our own people and go in that direction. There's a couple of agendas we have to make sure that we get here, and one of them is prepare for the season with our own players and those things. And you know, I can say that I was certainly happy with the way he played. Whether he plays another game, that'll be determined between our staff and some other factors that we have to look internally at. So it's just not that black and white. But he was impressive, and we're happy that he felt quite a bit more comfortable in his second game than his first game. Well, I think the thing we have to focus on is that first thing we've done is we've discussed last night and we've moved ahead. And the biggest thing with us moving ahead is letting what we had happen go. We know what we feel about that. And we need to be better in the game in Minnesota. And that's what we're focusing on. We're going to focus on being better. And, you know, that's what we have to focus on. Things change. You've got different guys in lineups. You know, we had a decent lineup, and it was fairly disappointing, you know, in that game here. So they're going to have a different lineup. We need to be better. We need to play with more energy, and that's what we need to focus on. The fact that it's Minnesota, you know, is the rivalry started in preseason. Right now we're sorting some things out just as they are, so we're trying to sort these things out. We try to win every game regardless. That's how you coach. And that's how you know, the players play. You hope they play. But for us, we're going to try and be better in that game than we were yesterday. The fact that it's Minnesota. Well, he plays hard, you know. I think he's played hard. He's a guy that has some experience in the league. He's got some good energy. He works hard. He's a really reliable, dependable player for us, you know. So that's what we've liked with him. And where he'll land, we'll see. We're trying to sort that out as well, you know. But he's a guy that we know that can play in the league, and is, you know, is it a depth position? We don't know yet. We'll sort that out. Right now, we're just going day by day, and we're trying to focus on some things. We're trying to focus on some team things, and we see some things. And as long as we keep moving forward, we're trying to target ourselves for October 1st. Well, when I've seen him in training camp, he has been good. You know, we didn't see him a whole lot, but he's been good. He plays the game with a fair amount of passion. He looks like he's pretty creative around the net. He's got some good poise. We just haven't seen him very much, you know, so it's really hard to tell. I know he's really itching to get into a game, but he needs medical clearance for that. And when that happens, then we'll take it forward from there. But he looks like he's a pretty good player. He's another guy that looks like can help us in some ways. This is just part of the process. It's part of what we're doing. We're looking at, you know, they played last year, a big part of the year they played, you know, together. And then, of course, Enstrom got hurt. And so that, you know, we want to see how they both play again together and apart, and that's part of the process. You know, the goal is remains the same for us. We have to be better in our goals against. We have to have a better goal differential. And so if that means them playing together makes us accomplish that goal, then that's what we'll do. So we're just watching and looking and seeing how they look together, and then we'll see the same thing if they're paired up in games. Well, first thing is his face-offs, for sure. But he's a really reliable player. You know, he's dependable. He's a really good penalty killer. He's, like I say, strong on face-offs, and he's just a reliable energy guy, you know. So for us, he can do – he's played, you know, somewhat the same role the first couple of years here. He's played probably more minutes his first year when they were kind of moved up into that third hole all the time, and then it was back and forth, and he got hurt, and we certainly missed a lot of what he brought to the face-off circle. And his penalty killing was real good. He's a real good team player for us. Well, they're rusty. You know, sometimes these guys are cleared to practice, but you know, you want to set them up to succeed. You know, so you have to make sure that you're smart with what you're doing there. You know, a guy like Lowry's been out now for some time, and it's going to take him a little while to practice and get things organized for himself. So that's the big thing. We want to try and help him out and give him a chance to succeed.
Yeah.